Happy celebration of All Saints Day. This is a relatively recent feast day in the church where we take down the well-worn green for a day and put on the white, signifying triumph and joy in Christ's resurrection for all of us forever in the community of saints. The commentaries for today tell me that we read Jesus' Sermon on the Plain with all the blessings and the woes, followed by the admonitions, give to those who beg from you. If anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. The commentary said we read this part of Luke on All Saints because Jesus is listing the characteristics of the saints. I'm not so sure. The feast day of All Saints came about in the 20th century. The church reforming its calendar was just one result of the liturgical renewal movement. This effort did a great deal of unearthing as it studied the earliest Christian traditions. Christians of every denomination benefited from this work. As to the matter of saints, the church had for centuries reserved the word saint for famous Christians, the martyred or ascetic who gave up everything in this life, for great evangelists and theologians who greatly furthered Christ's mission. But scholars tell us that the New Testament writers most often use the word saint in referring to those who follow Jesus. The word literally means holy ones, and it refers not to extraordinary people, but simply to those called by God, set apart to do the work of the kingdom. The saints in Jesus' time were not perfect beings. They were just as human as you and me. Take Saint Peter. At times, his faith was notably rocky. No pun intended. Maybe a little. The Gospels tell stories of Peter sinking when walking on the water and arguing with Jesus about already having to try catch fish on that side of the boat. Peter often says the wrong things at the worst times, and he's ready to jump into action when what is called for is prayer. Peter was so afraid and full of doubt before the crucifixion that he denied Jesus and deserted him. Knowing all of this, Jesus still said, "Peter, on you, the rock, I will build my church." Peter is only one example. There are many, many more. The saints we celebrate as our heroes of the faith are not heroes because they did everything right. They're not perfectly pious or unswervingly virtuous. They are real people who sinned and got up and tried again. They persevered in answering God's call as simultaneously sinners and saints. When I arrived at St. Luke's this summer, I was taken with the title of the parish's weekly insert, Saints Alive. It told me that you already know none of us are saints in the misused sense of the word, that is, flawless or unspoiled. You must know that we don't earn the title of Holy One. It's given to us, faults and all, just as we are, by God, through love. The title Saints Alive also told me that you take seriously your place in the communion of saints, that great cloud of witnesses we Christians are a part of, that we exist alongside our transfigured brothers and sisters who lived and worked in this community and sat in these pews and who live with us still in one spiritual and eternal world knit together mysteriously by God's love. These are the ones we sing with when we celebrate the Eucharist. joining our voices with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We sing with our transfigured brothers and sisters. This time we've spent together, between my being a layperson and my being an ordained priest soon, it's reminded me, it's a good reminder for all of us, I think, that we Christians live in that liminal space, that space between, that space on the threshold, space calling us to be saints and yet already given the title of saints. And even in the brief, reserved sacrament prayers, though, we say at communion now, we are rejoicing with those who've ever celebrated the Eucharist. And in doing so, we're strengthening our sense of belonging, belonging together in the body of Christ. This, I believe, is why we read the blessings and the woes on all saints, not to herald our saintly traits. We could hardly claim any of those. We read Jesus' Beatitudes to remind ourselves to whom we belong. We need to remember that our membership in the body of Christ carries with it responsibilities. Jesus' sermon tells us that if we want to have anything to do with God, we better go find the poor, the hungry, the blind, and the captive, because that's where Jesus was. That's where God is. The entire Testament, old and new, tell us that the poor have a special place in God's heart. Paraphrasing biblical passages is not a favorite pastime of mine, but I think Jesus' sermon can speak pretty powerfully to us today if we hear it paraphrased in plain, maybe modern terms. So here goes. This is adapted from The Message. Jesus says, "You're blessed when you've lost everything, because there's nothing to distract you from finding God's kingdom. You're blessed when you're ravenously hungry. Then you're ready for the messianic meal. Count yourself blessed every time someone cuts you down or throws you out. Every time someone slanders your name to discredit Jesus. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort for that person. But there's trouble ahead if you think you have it made. What you have is all you'll ever get. And there's trouble ahead if you think life's all fun and games. There is suffering in this world to be met, and you will meet it. There's trouble ahead when you live only for the approval of others, saying what flatters them, and laughing at those who are struggling just to get a chuckle out of others. Popularity contests are not truth contests. Don't listen to those who tell you differently. Your task, Jesus says, is to be true, not popular." Jesus moved those saints to action with these words, and they still inspire me today. I hope they inspire you with the truth. I can just see Jesus dropping the microphone. My dear saints alive, may our holy living be grounded in the honest struggles we face and entwined with others who are striving to live life with dignity and hope. In doing this, we share the joy of Christ's victory with all the saints. Amen.